You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, everyone. Happy day. Whether it's night or day, who cares? Because it's a good day. Because you are here listening to us. Thank you very much for doing that. Mm-hmm. Very, very happy to have you. Very happy to have had coffee this morning. What are you grateful for? Just asking. It's a great thing to think about. Helps you lighten up the spirit. But anyway, my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And this is episode 728. And as Paul said, we're glad that you're with us. Every single time you hang out with us, we appreciate it. Hopefully we can brighten your day a bit.
Yeah, definitely hoping that we can brighten your day a bit. Today we're going to be talking about city regulations. We actually have a new kit coming out that I think will really help everyone in fighting for their rights to fly. Just like we did the drone pilot field kit, we are going to be doing an advocacy kit. We are very, very happy about that. I'm excited to get that out. It's almost done. I'm just waiting for it from Tim. So once that is ready to go, we will get it to you because I think it'll really help out.
And that'll be another free download for folks, right? Because we want that in everybody's hands. Correct?
That is correct, yes.
Good. Good, good, good. So this will give folks the tools they need to maybe even go talk to your city leaders, county leaders, whoever are creating these ordinances and laws that really are not okay. So people will be equipped to
go deal with that. Yeah, you can say like, yeah, it's something that if you want to get a conversation started with a regulator, but you want to get it started on the right foot, I think this advocacy kit will really help you. I wanted to call it the Drone Pilot Legal Kit, but then Brendan Shulman was like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
He's like, you know, lawyer. I was like,
Could we call it the non-lawyers version?
You know what?
Of the drone pilot field kit.
For the sake of where the world is right now, I want to be like, it's a drone pilot, not legal kit.
There you go.
The drone pilot, I am not a lawyer legal kit.
Exactly.
You know, legal That's Zoom, right? Like how legal just, Zoom now does every podcast, you know, advertisement. We are legal Zoom. We will get you contracts, but we're not lawyers. We're not a law firm, but we've got tons of lawyers, the very best lawyers that you could ever use. They're the best. They will help you. We will connect you with those lawyers. But we're not a law firm.
That's right.
Maybe I should just do that.
You just put it in the title and there's your disclaimer. Can't miss it.
So the URL will be the Drone Pilot Legal Kit. I am not a lawyer legal kit. I hope you got that.
So just go there.
Don't go there.
No, don't
Doesn't
go there.
Doesn't exist. Anyway, before we get too far, why don't we go ahead and play today's question, which is brought to you by our friends at Go Professional Cases. If you haven't checked out Go Professional Cases, make sure you check them out. Why? Because they protect your gear unlike anyone else. Just go to goprofessionalcases.com and make sure you use discount code DRONEU15. That's all caps, DRONEU15. Also, a special thank you to everyone who has recently become a student at the Drone U. Very excited to have you. Very, very, very... very flattered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time I see a new member, I'm just saying thank you.
The community is growing like no other. Mother.
It is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's some great folks in there, and you want to be a part of it.
Yeah, so the next classes that are coming out, just so you know, are Construction Progression Management, How to Work with Drones in Construction, Do Mapping and Modeling, also Progression Reports and Progression Photos and Videos Using GCPs. We also have a business course coming out detailing how to start your drone business from start to finish. What systems should you create? What marketing should you do? What should you be thinking about when starting up your business? There's so much to do, so little time, but with the right hand holders, you will be good. So Rob is a hand holder, by the way. He'll be helping you out every step of the way.
And there are actually a lot of hand holders in the community, a lot of people that are willing to step in and help whoever needs to be helped.
Probably a derogatory term to say hand holders, but you're there, when you need help, they're there for you.
That's right. I guess derogatory is a matter of perspective.
Yeah, just go to thedroneu.com.
Hey, guys. I was recently told by the city that I work in that it is illegal to fly drones anywhere in the city. That they actually made an ordinance for this. does a city really have the legal right to make such an ordinance? Hey, thanks for your time.
Thank you for the question. It is a very valid question because this is something that, in fact, we're seeing something similar here in one of our ancillary towns, Rio Rancho, right? One of the outskirts.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, not banning drones completely, but banning certain activities with drones, like flying over a house that's not yours, is one example that I heard these people talking about. Yeah. Anyway, so the point is, this is something that's happening around the country. And so, is it legal? We're not attorneys, but our understanding is that the FAA, right, is the one who governs the airspace.
That is correct. They are the only ones that govern the airspace. And it's actually really funny because I was just in Laguna Beach last week, and I even talked to the city manager about their ordinances with drones and whatnot. And they even have a sign, Rob, like one of those construction signs mm-hmm. that has like the orange dots that make words. And it says drones prohibited. But if you actually read the law, it says that if you have a Part 107 license, it is not prohibited.
So, boom to the 107 pilots.
Read the damn law. Someone literally on Instagram was like, oh, Paul, you're flying drones at Laguna Beach illegally. And I was like, oh, would you mind going to the city ordinance and then copying and pasting that text for me to prove that I'm doing this illegally? And guess what? I got a private message like 30 minutes later apologizing that it wasn't illegal.
Well,
do your research, people. Like, seriously, I am so sick in this country of people just going like 30 seconds into something, skimming an article, not reading through it, not doing your research. Quality will always pay more. It will always offer the competitive advantage. Quality is normally determined on how much information you acquire. Take the damn time to do your research.
Okay.
And don't ever talk to legislators like I just talked to you. So, yeah.
Never mind the fact that that sign was a bit misleading.
But
so
that's government. That's what they try to do.
Mislead.
You have to have the power of information.
So my point in bringing that out is, number one, you can see what some of these governments will do, what some of these cities will do when they put a sign up like that. I assure you, they know exactly what they're doing. So what I'm saying, and what Paul is clearly saying, you can't take these things at face value, because face value equals wrong, or it equals inaccurate. And so you do need to dig. Even if there's a sign that says you can't fly here, anything that I've done in my life, business or whatever, if there's been somebody that says you can't do this, particularly when they say legally, the very first question is, show me where. Like, where does it tell me that I can't do, in writing, does it tell me that I can't do this? And in this case, you would actually find that, well, look at that. I can.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because, you know, a city can limit you from taking off and landing in public areas that are controlled by the city. But if you're on private property and you fly, they cannot do anything about that. Nothing. They do not control the airspace. The private property owner, he controls whether you can take off and land from that particular area. They do not control the airspace. Who controls the airspace? The FAA. If every city and state in this damn country with these idiot politicians who think they can control everything actually did what they're trying to do, you would not be able to fly into the airport of their city. That's how stupid this is. Literally, if they said, oh, no drone or plane, because all a drone is a remote controlled aircraft with a sensor on it. So, okay, let's talk about some ag crop planes. Let's talk about, you know, those, you know, drones that we use for the military that take off in most Air Force bases that are all around the country. If the cities could actually control the airspace, none of those things would ever get off the ground. You wouldn't even be able to fly into the damn airport because, oh, they control the airspace. They'd have to tell every single airport and airline who can fly in and who can't because they control the airspace up to 400 feet. No, they can't do it. Guess what? This was all proven in federal court thanks to Michael Singer in the city of Newton, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Dear cities, lay off. Really sick of it. Because you're going to find guys like me who are educated, who when someone calls the cops and says, these guys are flying drones, it's illegal, I read it in the newspaper, it's illegal. No, it's not illegal. Excuse my language.
Oh my.
All right. I'm just saying.
See, that's how a typical day is with Paul. He just.
No, but I love having these conversations with police because I'm like, here's my federal license. Can I see your federal license? Oh, you have a state license. Okay. I probably shouldn't be this rude, officer. Here's the drone pilot field kit. Here's the federal law that says I can fly. Here's the memorandum that says the FAA owns the airspace. The city doesn't. What can the city do? They can control where I take off and land. But I pulled up the city's city ordinance. Here it is. It says if I have a Part 107 license, I can fly. Thank you. Come again. Goodbye.
It's been a pleasure.
And so, you have to be nice to police officers.
Absolutely.
Because no,
or to anybody,
no
offense, for that matter.
The government really puts them in bad positions. I almost let it out.
Well, at this point,
I would
another
really
bleep?
Hate to be a police officer, though, because like the message, like the government tries to manipulate the message in whatever way suits them.
Right.
Okay. The police then have to interpret that. And, you know, if I'm a police officer, I'm not going to take the time every week to go through every city ordinance and law that's ever been written to try to fully understand it. As a drone pilot, it is your responsibility to know the law. It is your responsibility to be able to effectively, without an attitude, communicate your rights to fly to a police officer. And the way that you need to think about this in your head is that they are not the enemy. They are not your enemy. They are just trying to follow, you know, or answer the call of an angry citizen who has a fundamental misunderstanding of how the law works, because I highly doubt they did the research to actually find out what you can and can't do. So then the police officer, who probably has more important things to be doing, has to come up and say, well, sir, I'm not sure you're supposed to be flying. That's when you say, here's the law. I understand that I can fly here because of X, Y, and Z. Here is X, Y, and Z. Is there an issue outside of this that I'm not aware of? Can you help me, officer? You have to make them your friend because, in all honesty, they're put in a lot of crappy positions.
Anyway. Indeed. So, in summary, cities can pass ordinances, like you said, that would not allow you to fly or take off and land from, like, a park.
Correct.
They can do that. But I think, so you made the distinction between public property and private property.
Correct.
Obviously. You're going to find that in a city, most property is private.
Yep.
Right? Whether it's even a shopping center, that's private property.
You could literally be parked in someone's driveway, get a contract with Legal Flyer. That's why we created the application. Go to Legal Flyer, have them sign off. You have the rights to fly. And anytime someone comes up, you show them that. Boom. Goodbye. See you later. Thank you very much. Come again.
Yeah. Now, and you probably in many cities are going to potentially have to deal with things like we might have to deal with here in Rio Rancho, where they're passing ordinances that say you can't fly over homes that aren't yours without permission. That's a whole nother story. Again, I would say that's the airspace. But now you got to decide, how far am I going to push this? I mean, you're going to find yourself in positions where you just need to be ready to find another way to get done what you need to get done, or decide that you're going to go all the way with it like they did in Newton.
Yep.
I mean, at some point you have to make that decision.
I will be honest with you. I would never say this to a police officer, but I would say it to anyone in government any day of the week. But if someone wants to challenge my rights to fly, not only will I take them to federal district court, but I will personally name them in every deposition so that whenever the papers pull up any public filings, they are specifically named. So it's like, no, you're wrong. And this is who's wrong. This is who's been fighting this. I'm not really sure why they're fighting this. And I mean, call my BS. I've already done this once. So, you know, I think if government regulators are not put in their place via the systems that we have in place in the United States, which I'm grateful that we have the right to say the freedom of, you know, speech.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom, there are many freedoms in this country, but you have to understand there's a certain way you have to go about things if you are going to be successful. Like, arguing with a police officer is probably not going to be the way that you do that. You're just going to piss him off. You think he's going to want to help you out if you piss him off?
Right. Probably not.
I mean, I know my first reaction is like, oh, here we go again. You know, and I'm just like, my whole, like, what's going through my mind when I see a police officer walking up to me to talk about flying is, I hope he'll just let me finish this shot and then land and then explain everything. And I don't have to like land right now. You know, like that's like literally my biggest
fear. It's the golden hour.
No, seriously, like I only have 1 hour today. Don't ruin it. Like, can I explain this to you after sunset?
Right, so, exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Well, I hope that answers your question. It's it's simple and complicated at the same time. And every situation is different. And ultimately, you've got to be prepared, like Paul said, know your stuff and communicate respectfully and effectively. And I think in most cases, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I agree. Just, yeah, your attitude is just, it's very important.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll have to add some bleeps to that podcast. So.
That's all right.
Passion becomes evident. Anyway, guys, if you have a question, go to askadroney.com, upload that question. As soon as that kit is available, I just want to make sure really quick before I end the show, the kit should be available on Drone Pilot Advocacy, but give me just 1 second and I will tell you exactly where it will be. Yeah, droneadvocacy.com is where the kit will be when we do get it, even though I do own Drone Pilot Legal Kit. Look at that. I should just preface it with, we are not lawyers. Should just be the header.
That's funny.
I'm actually going to do that now. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you again for listening in. Really do appreciate it. And thank you for sharing this podcast or leaving a review. Taking the time to do that really helps us out. It really helps out the community as well. Why? Because, you know, we're all about responsible flying. And the more people that get that message across, I think the better off we all are. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.